The Mayflower II, a reproduction of the ship that carried the Pilgrims to the shores of Patuxent in 1620, is scheduled to begin her return journey from Mystic, Connecticut, to her berth at the State Pier in Plymouth. And joining us now to discuss this further is Tom Begley, Director of Collections and Special Projects at Plymouth Patuxent Museums. Mr. Begley, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So the ship was undergoing some repairs, I understand. What kind of work was done there?
Yeah, this is part of our ongoing plan after the major $11 million restoration we completed a couple years back. Every couple of years, we'll be going back to Mystic Seaport to do regular cleanup, maintenance, painting, you know, just getting the keeping the ship shape as we go forward.
So this is kind of a recurring, ongoing thing that happens with the vessel.
Yep, and that's our plan going forward. Every other winter, we'll be, you know, going back to Mystic Seaport Museums to work with our partners there to keep her up to date.
So now the journey, her return journey, is going to begin this afternoon, correct?
That's right. The ship will be leaving Mystic Seaport around 3 o'clock today. And then I know this is what everyone looks for, is when's it coming through the canal. So she's expected to pass through Cape Cod Canal on Wednesday, April 13th, around 2 o'clock p.m. And of course, all this is dependent on tides and weather and can certainly change at a moment without any notice. But for now, we're looking at Wednesday, April 13th, passing through the canal at 2 o'clock, and arriving back in Plymouth around 3 o'clock on Wednesday, 5 o'clock on Wednesday, sorry.
Now, is there going to be any kind of ceremony for the ship's arrival?
Not coming back this time around. She'll be brought back into the State Pier with our friends at Mitchell Towing, the Jaguar, out of Fairhaven. They've been towing Mayflower now for decades, and they'll be bringing her back this year. But we have some exciting things for the year later on this year. This year is the 65th anniversary of when the ship arrived in Plymouth in 1957. So June 11th through 13th, which is the 65th anniversary weekend, we'll be having some special programming at the ship to mark that anniversary.
Now, for those who want to track the journey, I understand there is a way to do that.
Oh, yeah. So the best way to do it is marinetraffic.com. It's an amazing website where you can follow ships all around the world, and you can follow Mayflower's progress all along the coastline back to Plymouth. To get the latest, though, from how it's going, you know, what the weather looks like, follow our Facebook page for the most up-to-date information.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And to learn more about the Mayflower and other events happening at Plymouth Patuxent Museums, go to the museum's website, plymouth.org. That's PLIMOTH.org. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.